in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, until death do you part?
We do.
I want you to be sure now, because people don't take these promises as seriously as they used to.
Not us.
We'll see.
Pardon me?
Do you promise to love one another, even though once he returns that tux, you'll never see another piece of his clothing on a hanger? Even when it takes her longer to tell you about her day than it took to live it? Even when he manages to put you down, but not the toilet seat? Or how about when she'll ask you no-win questions like, do you love me more now than when we got married? Or when he's in a bad mood because of work, and she's in a bad mood just because she is, that's all. And wait till you see how the two of you look in about 20 years.
Can you give us a minute?
I'll give you two while we listen to today's edition of Grace Walk.
Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
I want to ask you this question. Are you willing to spend your life with the person you're married to? The Bible teaches that our marriage is to exemplify the relationship that Jesus Christ has to us. In Ephesians 5:31, Paul said it like this, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I'm speaking with reference to Christ and the church." Certainly, you and I are imperfect, and Jesus can see many faults in us. And yet, his commitment to us is unconditional. In the same way, by the power of his indwelling life, we can commit ourselves to each other, to love each other unconditionally for a lifetime.
Learn to build a lifelong relationship. Call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a free copy of Grace-Filled Marriage. That's 1-800-472-2311.